morning, gentlemen. A request for you from all of you. If you don't have your computer and you not do it now, in fact, I would recommend you not do it after you do your computer. Please do email me your answers. Okay.
Wait, scores.
What we wrote?
No. I mean your answer, your scores as well. That's standard, but your answers as well. You're assuming that you.
Should I scan?
So are we grading it still, or?
You're grading it. Yes.
Okay, but you also.
Last one.
Wait, you also have answers?
Wait, check.
Yes.
If we write them in a notebook, we should scan it?
Yeah, not a rush on that when you've done that, but yes.
Okay.
All right. Tzadi Aleph, let us go. No, you don't need to email me them right now. You can email me, when we're done. It's fine. Okay. Question number one on 91. What is the Shita Dara with respect to Tzon and Shlachato Cham, which is Asar? How is it Asar? Kidei Netiva. Question two. What, as opposed to the standard view that it's kulo aser? Ma'ad lufi abes yosef etamei tafel shenagar b'tahar maliach. The maliach has mavli in the tafel, and not the tafel in the maliach, even if they're touching, and therefore it would not be a problem in this case. The Ran, however, thinks that's not true. The Ran says that the tafel is not mavli in the maliach, dafka if they're not touching, just based upon like the rotev that might be joining them. But if they're actually touching, then it's all considered kiroteach, or it would be mavliach. Three opinions in the Rishon on what is called Eino Minecho Machmas Milcho, found in Tosfos, Molcho Lekiyum, Molcho Laderach, and Moleach Lekidera, which is Rabbi Nitam Shita. Question four, what is the reason that Maliach B'Miksas is not Mavliyah Klal, as opposed to Chom Buat, like the base of Shrita, which is Mavliyah B'Miksas? The answer is the Melach is Mavliyah B'Charifuso, not B'Chamimuso, and therefore if it's not sufficiently salted, it is not Charif at all. Whereas heat is heat, it's going to be hotter, it can be not as hot, but it's still chamimus. All right, Shulchan Aruch Nosei Kelim, what's the din by basar and gvina which touch each other bitzonim? The answer is madiach. Question number two, what is the din of the mechaber quotes in the name of the itur putting hetu b'chli iser, which is davar shein darfko lahadiach, you're not allowed to put in a kli shel iser. The Rama adds on, which are normally madiach is mota. The Rama is mechalek, between something which has lechluchis chtas and something that has no lechluchis. If it has no lechluchis, it's mutter to put it in a keder shel iser, even though it's not normally darko lahadiach. All right, the Taz writes that, question number three, according to the Ramah, how can you be more machmir by a davar lach bitzonein than a davar yavesh b'cham? So he's magi in the Ramah when it says, O'im instead of Makom'im, which is mashma that it's mutter either if it's Yavesh Mamish, even if the Kli was Balei Abacham, or if the Kli was Balei Abitzonim, even if it's Lach. The Shach writes that there's no chiluk between Lach and Yavesh. The chiluk is between whether you wiped it out well, and then it's mutter to put anything that you normally wouldn't wipe off, but if you didn't wipe it well, then it is also to put it in anything that would not be Dark or Ladiach. Question four, what's the din according to the Mechaber?
It would be helpful to have brought up the chiluk that we brought up in class.
Which was?
That the chiluk is whether the kli was used with tzonin or chamin. It was much more likely to be in the lay iser to begin with if it was used with chamin rather than tzonin. Meaning it's not explicitly said by the shah. Meaning it's not said brought up by the shah. We thought that was shah in the Ramah.
Okay. Question four. What is the din according to the Mechaber of the Chalav which falls on Basar Oteach Shabtocha Kedera in each Shishim? Chutz La Kedera, it's Oster Kedein Tila, it's not an Isser Shamein. And what is the din according to the Ramah? The Ramah is not Mechalek between Shamein and Eino Shamein. It's a general rule, you need Shishim because we're not sure what is called Shamein. Question 5, what is the din with respect to Basar Roteach which falls on Chalav Tzonein? According to the Mechaber, it requires Klipa. What's the din with the milk? Doesn't need anything. What happens if you cook the basar without removing the klipa? The Rama writes that b'dieved it's mutter below klipa. The machlokas is a balaitosis. What does the Shach write on the Rama about b'mashal below klipa is mutter b'dieved? The Shach writes that the kula is in any situation where the klipa isn't nikar, but if the klipa is nikar b'shas abishal, then you require shishim kenegdo. So okay. The Magen Avraham writes that the reason why it's mutter without a klipa here is because me'ikar hadin, you really don't require a klipa. He says that by chama tochtzonim, medina, you really shouldn't even require a klipa, and therefore the meiko b'diavet you didn't remove the klipa. Whereas by iwi shalom nifsa kakiluach, which is oser a klipa medina, It would be usur even on Shisha B'dieved if you didn't remove the klipa. Right. Incidentally, we point that in the Gemara itself, the pshat and the price until the Gemara modifies it is that there's no difference between cham and tzon and tzon and tocham. Either way, there's no difference. A tzonin cham l'tol tzonin is no different than tzonin l'tol tzonin, meaning it's mutter. And the Gemara has to add, what do you mean? It's totally mutter? The answer is no, you have to be kolif. Question number 7. What is the psak of the mechaber by Inu Nechamach Masmocho? How long is this maliach considered kerotech according to the mechaber? And what did the shach write? The mechaber passing the throat of Rabbeinu Tam, maliach l'kedera, is already called maliach. It's not maliach until it has had enough time b'milcho, and onward from that point, until you rinse the salt off, it is considered maliach karoteach. The Shach writes that this is the Ran Svara, and he is machalik between basar shemelcho, to be motzi the dam, where there, once it's machlit all the dam, pasach kocho, and it's no longer considered maliach karoteach, as opposed to here, where you're not salting to get out something, you're salting it to salt it. Once it's sort of already salted, so then it is mutter. What is the Psak and Rama in terms of the time period in which it's considered Maliach Nechshav Kuroteach? How does he pass the Lach? Rama writes that La'achar Sheshav Benocho, Kedei Shir Malicha, it's not Nechshav Roteach, and he says you can rely upon this Litzorach Gadol, I think, L'sudas Mitzvah. What is the Makor for the Sheet of the Rama to be Mekil only in these circumstances? It's a Trumas Adeshen. When they salted the ducks with the meat, and after the shir malicha, they salted them separately, but after the shir malicha, they mixed them together, and it turned out that one avaz was a trefa. And the question was, what was the status of the meat? And since it was after the zman of shav b'milcho, it wasn't considered karoteach. The marshal is machalik between a situation where between the salt itself and the thing that they actually salted. The salt itself is pasak kocho, but the thing they salted remains kiroteach. But the Ister Heter and the Shach following him write that no, the chiluk is between melach maflit, meaning salt whose purpose was to be maflit dam, and there it's initially maldeach kiroteach, but once it's finished by maflit dam, it's no longer maldeach kiroteach, versus a case where where you're not salted to be maflit, where there, once it reaches a certain point, up until a certain point, it's not yet maldeach. Once it reaches that point, it continues. It is maleach until you rinse the salt off. That would explain, not like the Rama, why the Trumas Hadeshen was Mekil, because they were salting the meat there to get the blood out of the ducks and the meat.
That was the Shach?
That was the Shach, yes. Question 9. Question 10. What's the din of Basar, which was only Nimlach Mitzarech, in order to consider it Roteach? Dino Kiroteach. Basar Shinimlach Shir Melicha Shadai Nechomech Masmilcho. We sort of did that already. Rama wrote that you should be machmir machum shein hefsin meruba. Okay, this is not a great question. This is if it's not actually really that salted. The Rama said machum hefsin meruba can be makel, but otherwise you should be machmir because we're not bekiyim exactly what is nechol mech masnocha. I don't quite understand that, but just eat it or don't eat it. But okay. Question 11. How did the mechaber paskin in terms of the relevance of ilata tagara to malicha? The mechaber says it's totally irrelevant. In the Shach asks that in Simon Kufhei, the Machaber quotes the Svara Sarashba that there's a chiluk by Malicha as well, and the Shach is Machalik between a Davar Shamein where there's a chiluk between Ilah and Tata Davar, and that's why Machaber has to mention the verses here. It's a davar shein shamein, so it doesn't really matter. It's osur kedei klipa, even if the tachton is a tafel. Question 12. According to the mechaber, what's the din of basar gvina meluchim touch each other? You need a klipa from both. The Rama says that you require shishim because we're masharim shishim by all malicha. Question 13. The Rama's opinion by isur tafel and heter maliach, which touch each other when Isser is lach. So if it's a davar tzolol, even though it's tafel, it's osir the maliach. And if the tar is yavesh lagamri, then it's not bolea from the Isser, even if the Isser is maliach. In other words, the case that we're discussing, where the heter is bolea from the tafel is bolea from the maliach, and the maliach is not bolea from the tafel, is when it's moist but not in the liquid. Question 14. According to the mechaber, what's the din if the basar and the gavina are yaveshim and are salted, touch one another, Mutter b'hadacha. And if they are moist but they are not salted, what's the din? They are mutter b'hadacha. Question 15. What's the din of tzin according to tzir? According to the Ramah, says all tzir is kamaliach and it is oser. If it falls, it's heap on the kli. He says you can be kolif makoma. The Shach points out that kli shatzarach hagala, you can't, it's not sufficient to do a klipa. You have to do hagala. But he says that that's a case where the kli was actually balea b'chamin and it was kulo balua. But this is a case where it was only balea de maliach in one spot. And maliach is only mavlia in the kli kidei klipa. And that's why if you want it to be kolif, you want to scrape away that part of the wood kli. You could do so if you choose. Question 16. What are the three opinions in Rishonim with respect to explaining the Gemara of Tzli Shanafala Tochalav Kishesh Labakan Omutuvo Batavlin? Possibility one is that only refers to a hot Tzli, meaning it's Tzli and it's hot, and therefore if it has Bikayim where it's Metuvo Batavlin, it's Kulo Asa. That's Rashi's opinion. Opinion number two. Right, in other words, according to that, cold cooked meat, cold roasted meat, or raw meat would only require hadacha, even if they have, according to that first opinion. Cold sli and basar chai would require klipa. What would the point, but why would a klipa help by the kind? Eating
roasted
meat? Sorry,
cold sli, or
basar chai, which is cold by definition, require only hadacha. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two. That if it is tzli, whether it is hot or cold, if it falls into the kutach requires klipa, and if it has bekayim or metuvel, it's oser kula. But chai only requires hadacha. And the third opinion, I think the Sefer Truma, holds that tzli, whether hot or cold, which falls into kutach requires klipa. And tzli and raw meat, which has bekayim, or it's metuvel betavlim, the entire thing becomes oser, or requires shishim. The Mechaber paskins like the first daya, the Ramah paskins like the second daya, there is a, which fourth opinion did the Shach not bring, was the question. There is a opinion quoted in my notes, I didn't check this. The Piskei Tshuva quotes the Hagos Maimonios, and the Yisr V'Heter, who assume, like the third opinion, except that if the Tzli is Cham, it's Nesar Kedei Netila, if the Tzonein, then it's only Kedei Klipa. If you didn't write that fourth opinion, you don't have to, that's okay.
The
Shach
does study later on, in Simitari
Aleph.
He does?
Question. Oh, I can tell you look in the Pesach Shuvah, that's fine. Whatever. If you didn't put number four, that's okay. Question 17. What is the din of Basar B'chalav, which is Nesari De Melicha or Kvisha? It's Asar B'chinam Mutabanach. And finally, question 18. Is there a difference between Necho Mech Masmilcho is there a difference between Nimlach but Nechamach Masmilcho and Lo Nimlach at all in terms of Tzli Shinaf Alakad the Dekamcha? According to the Shach, there's no difference between Maliach and Eina Maliach. The Marshal, however, writes that Medina, if one of them is not Maluach at all, then it's hard to say that anything, even Tzli Tzonin, should actually be us. Okay, that is Simen Sadi Aleph. Simon Sadi Beis. According to the Tur, basar which falls into chalav roteach, what's the din of basar? The basar and the chalav, if they're shishim and the chalav connected the basar, according to Rashi, according to Rebbe Tam. If you pulled it out while it was still boiling, or if you didn't pull it out. So if you pulled it out before it was still boiling, the chalav is mutter, both according to Rashi and Rebbe Tam, as long as you have shishim connected the basar. But the basar is asar, because obviously the basar and shishim connected the chalav. If you were not cut on silko, according to Rashi, it's aser because the milk is nasis devela and mibimino is oser. Rabbeinu Tam only requires shishim. Question two: according to the Tur, basar shenafal atol chalav roteach. What's the din the basar and chalav? If you don't have shishim, the chalav connected the basar, according to Rashi and according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you removed it before it stopped boiling or after it stopped boiling, and the answer is aser. Question three. That's just, I did a ton of question one that way, ton of question two that way. Question three. Mahiksha Beis Yosef al-Dash, and they didn't even have copy and paste. Okay, just so you know. Question number three. What was the Beis Yosef question on the Torah in a situation where you don't have shishim nechalav connected the basar, but kada mesilka before nachmi riti chosan? If we say that mivla bala mifa upalit, so if the meat falls into the boiling milk, even if you don't have shishim, if you pull the meat out before the milk stops boiling, the meat should not be maflit anything. And the teretz is based upon, I say this in my notes, the smag, I think it's also in the, it's in Tosus already, that masha bala in upalit, but masha hayabokvar is polit miyad. Question number four. That's in Tosus already. Question number four. How long do we say Mivla Bala Mifla Lapalit? And the Machlokus are shown in what the Magi Mishnah's comment is. We either say Kol Zman Shiroteach, as long as it's still bubbling, it's not Polit Mashabala. And some would say once it's Saveh Min Lavloa, then Shuv, then it begins to be Polit what it actually just absorbed. The Magi Mishnah comments that the Gemara doesn't give a shir and you require Omed Hadas. Okay. That's not very helpful, but nonetheless, that's what he says. Machlokas, question five. Machlokas Rashi in the read with respect to Tipas Chalav Shanafa Lachaticha, Legabe Mamit Starach Levata Latipa. Rashi says it's only, there's only Mitzarach if it's Kula B'tocharotev, according to the read, even Mitzasa B'tocharotev, the Chalav is Mispashit B'chalav there. Question six. According to the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba, if a Tipas Chalav falls on one Chaticha, which is Chutz L'rotev, what is the din with the Chaticha, which is sitting on top of this? So he says, if there's no rota between them, there's no isser at all. The Darkei Moshe, what was he unsure about in the Beis Yosef's intent? He wanted to know whether that was dafk according to Shitas Ri, and it's dealing with Chaticha, which is Kula Chutz L'Rotev, or it's even possible with Shitas Rashi, that if part of it is in the Rotev, even though the rest of the Kedera is not Mitzarech L'Vata L'Chalav, nonetheless, that Chaticha itself is Asr, and since that entire chaticha is also both a part above and below the waterline, then it asers the rest of the kedera if you don't have shishim keneged the chaticha. Question seven. What is the din according to Rashi if a tipa fell on a chaticha achas outside of the rotem?
Yeah, with the taz that you asked about also.
Yeah.
It assumes like the second that you measure, right?
I don't remember actually.
I have that it assumes on the second.
Okay.
Well, it's okay, because it's
permitted. Question seven. What is the din, according to Rashi, if the tipa fell on one chaticha, which is partially in the rotev? I don't like this question. And if you find it, and it's actually... it actually gives flavor, and the piece that's outside, what's the din with the chaticha, the half of the chaticha that's inside the rotev? It's a machlokas harishonim. Okay, some say only which is outside the rotev is asur, some say the entire chaticha is asur.
Doesn't the dark conclude about Rashi that the entire piece is asur?
Could be.
So, but isn't the question
behind
even
the Rashi? It's a machlokas arishonim. That might be his conclusion. So, sometimes when I tell you ayin, I just want you to be alert to the discussion. That's all. The question is the question.
So, if we just wrote the
maskana. Decide.
Okay.
Question eight. What did the Torah bring in the name of the Rambam in terms of nir v'kisa and wat mitzvah tarif, which is l'ter of the matel tibas chalav? And what were the two problems he had? Was the Beis Yosef solution and the Mar Ibn Chavis solution? So, the Rambam writes that the Gedera is not mitzarif levata l'tipa unless you menar mitchila v'yad sof, and that if it fell into the gedera and you don't know where, you should quickly stir all the gedera kedei sheyisvata kol atipa. And the problem on the first part is why do you need to be stirring throughout? The Gemara is mashma that that's only the gzeira point for Yehuda. The Chachamim don't hold that way. And the kasha on the second one is that once it falls in, what good does it do if you didn't stir it immediately? The Beis Yosef is mitarif the first kasha by saying the Rambam holds Shemar lo yinar yafa yafa, but the Mariv Mechaviv says that la dafka, it's enough to be minar mitchila. With respect to the second kasha, that the Mariv and Chaviv answers that the Rambam's kavana is that you may not err immediately. In other words, there was no actual time lag. Did the Beis Yosef give a teretz to this? Next one. Right. Okay. How does the Tor Paskin, with respect to Hanan, only by Basa B'Chalav? What does the Beis Yosef bring in the name of the Ravid that we don't hold at all of Hanan, because it's
just
only a leave with the Rabbi Yehuda?
With respect to the previous question, with respect to number 8, Rabbi Yosef doesn't have to give a teretz in the book. He only wants to give a teretz to one side, because once he said, because the question is a Imanasha question. So once you've solved one side of the Imanasha,
no,
you don't have
because
to give
if the Rambam, in other words, it's still a problem for the Rambam if you're not Minar immediately. The Rambam's machmir to say if the Minar mitchil itself, but it sounds like unless you say that's not what it means.
Unless you're saying the pieces were if they were submerged, if they were the Imanasha was if the chatzilos were submerged.
Then you don't need to be Minayah.
Exactly. So.
And if they weren't, what good does it do?
Right. Exactly. So this basically Yosef's answer is that the Matthias was that the piece of the
does he say that?
I think so.
Okay.
That's
the answer. Okay. Question number. Yeah.
Just a general question. In this question number 9, you asked what did the Beis Yosef bring in the shame in the name of the Raavad. So I said something else that the Raavad said.
No. Just decide. Just decide. Okay. Whatever you want to do there. Side. If you think it's relevant enough, give yourself credit. If you're not sure, give yourself half credit. If you're sure not, give yourself zero credit. Okay. Question number 10.
What?
The machlokas.
Could you deny it again? Because you didn't really.
I just said the Tur Paskin is only by Basar Bachal, but the Ravid writes that Hanan is not even Shayach for us. It's only relevant to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Mimimimir and Abatim. Question 10. The machlokas are Rishonim with regards to what requires Shishim Levata Lachalav. What type of meat? There are those who say that by Bissar Oaf you only need a rove. What?
I think the Hagosah tree extends out to Chayav also.
Okay, I mean by the Rabbanans, but in truth, even though the Beis Yosef doesn't bring a cholek there, you require Shishim in Babashta Bachalav in by Mimbasa the Rabbanan. Question 11, the opinions in the Rishonim in terms of the scope of the Yisod of Hanan. Rabbeinu Ephraim is only by Basa Bachalav, Rabbeinu Tam by all Isurim. Whether or not it's a davar hanivla, whether it's lach balach, I've already. It's not being by yavish be yavish. I don't think anybody holds that way. Mordechai holds only by davar hanivla, but not by lach balach. And the Ran says that by shari surims, which are only the rabbanon chanan, you should be machmir only by mispashel, and even cham letoch tzonen, but not by lach balach or yavish be yavish. Question 12. What did the Beis Yosef bring in the name of the Agur in terms of Hanan? The Agur Paskins, like the Ran, that you can be mechalek between the Dabar Hanivla B'Tarubes Talach B'Lach, but Beis Yosef himself, Paskins, like the Tor, that Hanan only applies by Basar B'Chalav. Question 13. How does the Darkei Moshe Paskin by Hanan? Like Rabbeinu Tam, what does he write with respect to Hanan by Kalim? That there's a difference between Klei Shetef and Klei Cheres. And what are the two opinions about Klei Cheres? From the Ramah, it sounds like it's the Klei Cheres itself. Everybody would agree that that which is Balua in the Klei Cheres is Nasis Nevela. And is this Ramah really even here, or it's really inside the test?
It's here
also. Okay. Question 14. The din of tipas.
He also cites the Yisur Beheter.
Yeah.
It's called like, and he says that no kelim, not even klicheres, in
the I'm sorry, the Yisur Beheter says?
That no kelim, not even klicheres,
on the Balua, right? That's the Ramban Shita.
Right. He cites it in the name of the
Yisur Beheter. We may assume that way, Mikra din. Somewhere later that comes up here. That's the basis for the double spoon. The Ramah saying only single spoon dip, according to the Shach. That's in Simon Sadi Dalit, I think. Okay, question 14. What's the din by tipas chalav which falls on a keter outside, according to the Tur? The Marami Rittenberg and the Smach. The first opinion the Tur quotes in the name of the Smach is everything is asr. The second is that it is mutter if you have 60 times 60, and according to the Smach, it depends whether or not it's kineged atavshil, where shishim is enough, or shelo kineged atavshil, where if you don't do anything, you're fine, but if you and pour it out that way, you may require shishim times shishim. Question 15. What was the Rosh Mechadesh in terms of the Kedera Choleves, which is left underneath a Kedera Shabasar, that the Zeah can aser it? What Tanai is there in the Zeah that it should aser the Kedera Yonah? Is it has to be Yad So Ledes in the Zeah? Okay, Shulchan Aruch. Question 1. According to the Mechaber, when Kezayas Basar falls into Cholev, when can you be Mishar Mitimas Agoyim where they need shishim? The answer is kadam asilko versus lo kadam asilko. Kadam asilko before it stopped boiling, So then you don't have to worry about the chalav. It's only about, it's a chalav in the basar, not chalav in the chalav. Once you were not kodem v'silko, before it stopped boiling, so then it's polate chalav into the chalav, and no ti'imas goy is going to help you. Then you require shishim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what's the din? If a tipa falls on a chatichas basar, which is in the kedera, if nier v'tchila v'lo b'sov, so it's possible that it's the ein kolak dera mitzarif, like the Rama, but he's not mefurish. Two, im nier mitchila datsof, it's definitely the entire kedera is mitzarif. In question one, by the way, part one, the Rama does say explicitly that the entire kedera is mitzarif levatel, meaning not like the Beis Yosef's reading of the Rambam. Question three.
The Shach says explicitly, Machaber holds the view that the entire mixture, that it's not starting.
Does the Machaber doesn't say it, though.
Right, the Shach.
Well, based upon what he says, and the Beis Yosef and his silence here. But the Rama doesn't say it as a fair Shmach locus because the Machaber is not explicit.
Okay. So it's the Machaber part one.
It's possible that he holds that the Kedera is not mitzdarek, but it's not explicit. Meaning, it's likely that's what he holds, but it's not explicit. Part two, the entire kedera is mitzarif. Near besof lo betchila, you need shishim keneged kol hatikach kesef chanan. And question number four, which is if you don't manar at all, then the only that chatikah is asura. Question three, what did the Shach and Taz ask?
What was the Taz in question two?
What did the I don't know. I didn't. I'm.
It wasn't all spelled out in the Shulchan Aruch, so you have to go to the Shach and Taz to help you fill in those gaps.
Right. Okay. What did the very funny, Yossi. Question three. What did the Shach and Taz ask with regards to a tipo seres kal chaticha shenafalav? What we find in Simon Kofei. There, if a drop falls on a chaticha, which is not in Rotev, it's tzli, it's only oser kedei netila. So what is the teretz? So either that the chalav is a davar shamein, or that the liquid in the pot, even though it's not covered, is the hevel is ola, and it's mevalbel the tipa enough, it's mevalbel enough to be spread it within the entire, that entire chaticha, not just kedei netila. The kasha on the teretz of the Darkei Moshe is which the Shach quoted, I guess Taz quoted too, was the Rashba holds that a chalav is not a davar shami. So that can't explain it. So it's certainly according to the Rashba. All right, question four.
What is the Shach alternative? But what is, the Shach is an alternate. It's a Shach.
What's that? That was the second one, which is the Hevel is Ola Mekaderim of Albel, even though it's not covered. It's one thing when it's a solid, when it's a piece that's not in liquid. It's just sitting standalone, and a drop falls, and it's osur kedei netila. When even though the chaticha is kula chutz lerotev according to the Ri, or miksasa chutz lerotev according to Rashi, even though it's not, it can't spread throughout the entire pot, the moisture that's all around it causes it to spread within that chaticha. Question four. The Rama writes that if you're not minar at all and you have shishim kedei levat el atipa, the entire keder is mutaris except for the chaticha. What did the Shach ask on this din of shishim and how did he respond? The kasha is, why do you need shishim in the kedera? If you weren't minar, you only need shishim in the chaticha. So the Shach says the Rama was mesupak whether halacha is like Ri or like Rashi, and you're dealing with a case where it's mitzasa b'tocha rotev. And that's why he's choshesh for the sheet of the Ri, that in order to be matir the rest of the pot, you have to assume that the kipas cholav spread and you need shishim. Question five, what did the Mechaber write in the name of the Rambam with respect to milk that fell onto chatichas, but we don't know which chaticha? What does the Rama write on it, and what is his makar? The Shach says Yiminar Miyad. The Rama says it doesn't help. He's following the Satur's Kasha. And how does the Shach explain the Rambam? That you don't say Hanan unless it's Nikar. It's one of those great Yesodos to keep throughout many places. Question six, omit. Question seven. What powerful Kasha did the Kivegar ask on the Rambam? how can you be menayer miyad? Maybe you're going to make more basar b'chalav, and then you osa avera biyadayim. Question number eight: if the chaticha is asura because the time of chalav shabo nasnes nevela and you cook it with others, what's the din in the taroves? The answer is it's batel b'shishim. Kedas Rabbeinu Tam. What was I asking in this question anyway? Doesn't everybody agree that way? Okay. Anyway, question nine. The answer is it's batel b'shishim.
What if you recognize it?
Where's it throwing
it out? Of course you throw it out. The question is, I have the answer that I wrote, but it doesn't make any sense. Batel b'shishim is the answer. Unless it's chaticha where you're the skabed, which is a question by Basar B'chalav, whether or not that's a funny shach. Okay. Anyway, the answer is batel b'shishim. Question nine. What is the sheet of the mechaber, the scope, what is the psak and mechaber with Hanan, which is only Basar B'chalav? The Ramah holds Shari Surim, and the Ramah is Mekel, you don't say Hanan by Shari Surim if it's either Yavesh B'Yavesh or even by Lach B'Lach if it's Hefsed Merubah. Question 10.
No. Is Isser Davuk or non-complete?
That's answering a different thing. That's not the question I asked. I asked the Hekef of Hanan, to what things does it apply? L'hainu, l'gabe Yisrim. No, what is Mechaber, what is the Ramah hold? And what two Ginesh is the Ramah Mekel? You don't say it by Shari Sum. I hear what you're saying. Okay, you could have answered that as well. I mean, either Yavish B'Yavish or Be'et Makom Hesaru B'Lach B'Lach. Then light holds like the Ram.
Isn't that later on?
That's in that Ramah. It's a long Ramah.
No, I'm saying I thought it was a question.
Okay. So you could write as well that he's Mekel when it is... you're going to have two things. He's Mekel only if it is not an Isser Davuk and it is Miktaso Tocharote. But that's not two. I see. You could see that it's two conditions required. Fine. You could give that teretz also. Fine. Question 10. Why are we Machmer by Isser Davuk? Why are we machmir by Isser Davuk? And the answer is we're afraid that initially it's left alone with the thing that it's in, and it asers only that, and then it all becomes aser, and then, like it was lamala min atavshil, or when you emptied the kedera, and then it would oser the entire chaticha, and then chanan, and it asers everything else. Question 11. What was the shach comment with respect to the Ramah? With mikzas chaticha betoch arotev, and how do you understand the Ramah? The shach understands that the overwhelming majority of Yishonim hold like Ri, that mitzasa b'tocharotav is mispashit b'chula, in which case, that chaticha is not going to be asura, and oseris everything else, if ultimately, even by basar b'chalav, if you stir it in the end, because it's mispashit mitchila. And he holds that, he says that the Ramah is misupak, whether halacha is kriya or like Rashi, and that's why it's machmer in both ways. And he says that, for sure, according to the Ramah, if you're not menayer at the end, the Ramah is not going to asur the entire kedera. In other words, if there's enough to be mevatel the tipa in that one in the kedera, and you don't stir at all, you're not going to say the rest of the kedera is asura. He may not be mekel to say that chatichas muteres, but he's not going to ask the rest of the kedera. Question 12. According to the Ramah, is Hanan Shayach by Taroves Isur Lach B'Yavish? This would be your Taina Yosei, or that why the early question should be answered differently. Okay, fine, because then it would be duplicative. I hear you. Okay. There you go. Okay. The answer is Hanan Shayach by Taroves Isser Lach B'Yavesh? The answer is yes. Taroves Lach B'Lach by Basar B'Chalav, yes, by Shari Surim, only if there's no Hefsen Ruba, and Yavesh B'Yavesh by Basar B'Chalav Shari Surim, no. Hanan does not apply. Question 13. Why do some say the Hanan isn't relevant by Lach B'Lach according to the Taz? And what chiluk did he bring in the name of the Barshal with respect to this issue? He says, Hanan is talu b'chashiva sachaticha, which was Nesra, and by lach balach, by definition, there is no chaticha. There's no discrete object. The Barshal says that by lach balach b'bishul, Hanan is shayach. And as if you had wine and water that got mixed together, and the wine was shel iser, you would not say that the entire volume is yayin nesach. You only, or stam yayin, be mishar keneged only the yayin that fell in. But if you cooked it, if you pasteurize it, so then that's called Bolo Ayyadei Tam.
Is it limited to Bishul or any form of Milsain Tam? It wasn't clear. I was curious.
I don't. You, the only other question would be kapush, you know, if it just sits there.
Right.
Mistama not. Mistama, I don't know, because the question asked the rice of the rabban mechel. Don't know. Question 14. According to the Ikra Din of the Shulchan Aruch, if the tipas iser falls on the kedei rabbi b'chutz, keneged arotev, shelo keneged arotev, and if the what is the din there in both places? If it's neged the machal, it's bato b'shishim. If it's neged the empty part, only that part is asura, and you have to empty it out a different way. And both the kelim are asurim either way, because you don't know whether it's mefapeh or not. If it's not mefapeh, then it's and you don't know if it's mefapeh akula. If it's not mefapeh at all, then it wouldn't be a problem. Right, it's only because it might be mifapea partially. Question number 15. According to the Ramah, when the tipas chala falls on the dofan akadera, shelo keneged arotev, in which situation are we only worried that the bishishim betav shel keneged hatipa, namely by a new kadera? Why? Because you can't say chanan on the kli. What did the Shach say about this? He pointed out that Ramah in Simon Sadi, I wrote ches, but I think is it ches?
Yeah.
I remember it's ches or tes. That those were choshesh lachanam bechli charis. That was the Ramah's funny reading of the Mordechai, but the Shach assumes that we don't hold that way anyway. That the kli itself is not nasis nevela. Question 16: what did the Shach ask on the Ramah with respect to kli chadasha in terms of how is it possible that the kli be chadasha? And he gave three tirutzim. His question was: if you're cooking meat in it now, how can you say that's a kli chadasha? And his answer is that if the basar is mefapas lamala in the kli, so is the tipa, and it's mesarav mizbatel. That was teretz number one, so therefore it doesn't really matter. Teretz number two, when the tipa falls on the dofen before it got heated up, before the tafshil got heated up, and therefore the meat is not balua, and therefore the tipa isn't osur or anything else. And finally, question possibly number three, is that the tipa fell on the dofen, and then you put the hot stuff, it's a hot kli, but there's no meat in it.
Teretz you gave was sort of a part of the question, was part of the Shach's question. He gives a third answer. The third answer is that you didn't add the meat until you dropped the drop.
No, that's the last. I just said that.
No, not that the soup isn't hot yet. There's
no, I think one is the tipa fell on the thing before it was hot. Then two, that was two. Three was the tipa fell on the dofen, and then they put the meat in.
Right, so what was number one?
So number one is that
you drop it above the line where the soup has ever been in the pot.
Well, the point, the assumption is we're not afraid that the soup jumped up. So the point is the soup is up to this point. And if it's mefapeh alamala, then it's all going to be batel anyway. And if it's not mefapeh alamala, the part that the tipa fell on wasn't baletal. That was answer number one. Question 17. According to the Mechaber, what is the minag of nafla tipa sesalak derim bachutz? Keneged the rotev to require shishim the rotev. Shalom teneged rotev, lesser kol akedera. And the Shach writes, gives three exceptions to the minhag. When it's not a shulkarot negarotev, number one, if there's kedera is chadasha, number two, if the kedera is not pasyoma, which is chadasha, and number three, and this is really the crucial point, is that if you have 60 times 60, then
60 times
61
minus the x.
Yes, it will be mutter. Okay, he's approaching retirement. All right. Question is, which one of us retires first? I only have to last another 5 weeks. Okay. Question number 18. According to the minhag of the Mechaber, if the tipas chala falls shelo keneged arotev, but by the fire, what's the din by davar muat? Davar muat, it's all mutter because it's nisraf, davar merubah, see above, because it's not nisraf, not enough. Too much, I should say. Question 19. According to the Ramah, what's the din? If the iser roteach falls on the karka and then they put a hot clay on it, what's the din? But both the tavshil and the kedera. The kedera is asura because it's polea kedei klipa, like chamu tol tzonein, but the tavshil is mutter because it's not nichnas kula. What's the din if they put a kli tzonein on top of the iser? The iser is treated as a kli sheni because it's come out of the pot and now it's just on the ground, and therefore it is not osar. Question 20. What is the din according to the Ramah with irimi kli vishon l'toch tavshil b'kli tzonein? So the Ramah says if it's nifsak hakiluach, it's not osur klal, and lo nifsak osur kedei klipa. But the kedera is asura.
Even
what? If it's not nifsak hakiluach. Question 21. What chiluk does the shach make between Iri the Kedera al Tzido and Isser Veheter Zeitz al Zeh? So firstly, he says, why we momachmir, we're momachmir, to say that if the upper one is, if the Kedera is Cham, that we say it's all asar kedin tata gavar, whereas Eitzel Zed only requires a klipa. In other words, if you poured it on the side of the kedera, as opposed to you put two things next to one another. So number one, he says, since the kiluach is still coming from above, it's called considered elyon, as opposed to being a tzido. And answer number two is that since the kedera is kavua b'mkomo, that by definition is considered the tachto. Question 22, what's the din if they put kedera chaleves under a kedera shobasar? If the zea is olat asura, the Ramah added two tanaim. Number one, that the lower pot must be megula, and number two, that the yezea biyad soledes. Apparently, by the way, I don't remember if this is in Nosei Kelim. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think, says that if the upper one is mechusa also, then it doesn't matter. It's a little odd. He quotes it from one of the maybe from the Rashi, even. I don't take a look. I didn't understand it, but what? Question 23: the machlokas, the taz, and the maril with respect to the spoon, the ladle that you scoop stuff out, is whether or not it's a kli rishon or a kli sheni. The maril will be moded for the taz if you left the spoon in there, the ladle in there a while. What? I know. Okay. It's long. Okay. This is the only time I suffer. Okay. You know, my Talmidim, the reason I do a Bechinas like this, even though in some ways it's more, not when I'm teaching this, it's the second time I'm doing this. The reason why I do this is because this was my popular request. The alternative was a regular Bechina. Right? But there's no way I would give this Bechina if I had to mark 180 questions for everybody. Besides, there would be no need, because I only need to ask a few questions to find out if you know what you're doing. I once gave a Bechina Nida, a long time ago. My first time I taught it is a summer course, as a Junesman course. And there were like 160 questions on it. You had to answer 100. Only a few students took the Bechina. I will never, ever, ever give a Bechina like that again. So, all right, moving on. Question 93. That's a hard Bechina to mark, Yossi. It's long, but not as long as that, as the Nida one. Okay, question Simon 93. What unbelievable chiddush did the Torah bring in the name of the Bala Itor? Which is, if you have a vashel chalav in a kedera shel basar, and you had shishim in the chalav keneged the basar, so the kli is motor bein b'basar bein b'chalav, the Beis Yosef, the Torah asks, hamagala doesn't work, legabe klecheres, and it should be usur to cook, therefore, any milk in it. The Beis Yosef asks more, how is it mutter to cook now meat in it? Because it's mitoch leis lebishal chalav. The Mari ibn Chabib suggested that it's the reason why you're allowed to cook meat in it is because you emptied the milk out of the kedera while it was still boiling. So the kedera was never bolas from the milk. Okay. It doesn't really work so well, because remember the rule is, as long as it's not bolea, that which it was, it's not polate, that which was bolea, but it immediately is mafled into the thing of its own stuff. But okay, question. What's that? That's separate. That doesn't address that question. Question. That's by the Taz. Did I ask a kash from the Taz? Not my favorite Taz.
I mean, we talked about it later.
Yeah, it's in the question. It's in the Shulchan Aruch questions. Okay, how is it possible according to the Bala Itor that there be shishim in the chalav? Can I get the Kedera Shabasar? One is that he holds like the Raivet that you mishar ba'omed yafeh. The only problem is this is a klei cheres and the Raivet doesn't hold that way here. Two is you know how much meat total was ever cooked in that pot. And three, it's a very thin and wide pot. Question three, what did Rabbeinu Peretz say about a keder shobas or shabisho bochalav? Even when it's not a ben yomo, that you're not allowed to cook in it. Bein basar or bein chalav. What was the Rashba Mechadesh with a kli basar shabisho bo yirakos? According to what he writes in the Torah Sabayis, what was his source? He writes that it's mutter levashal achar kachalav because nixmai v'niklash tam bela habasar. His source is from Rava that kol yom nase iskiyo l'chavero. So even though that which Medina should require liban only requires hagala by hetera bala, so too here, Even though a klei cheres, if it's a klei cheres, even though it somehow wasn't a full-fledged hagalah, it shouldn't have been enough, it's maklish the tam abasar, and since it was a terabala, abasar b'chalav cannot be chal on that, those weakened leos. And finally, question five in the Beis Yosef, when the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah's question about the Bala Itur with respect to the Rashba, he wanted to know why the Torah was bothered by the Itur but not bothered by the Rashba. The answer, number one, might be is that the Itur was talking about Klei Cheres, the Rashba was talking about the Klei Shetef, and therefore Haggadah works. Answer number two is that it's just Eino Badin, Shebishul Chalav Yashir Klei Shobasa. That one is not very mistaber, but it's the best sermonic piece in our thing. And question number three is the difference between water, because the vegetables are cooked in them, and between milk in terms of the ability to be matha. Shulchan Aruch, what's the din if you cook? B'chalav and a kederas basar ben yomo, benose in tam. Eino ben yomo, the food is mutter, but the pot is asur to use either with basar or with chalav. Okay. What? Right. In each case, what's the din of that? If the kedera was neseres, meaning if it was a ben yomo, then you can't cook anything in the pot. But if it wasn't a ben yomo, then you can cook al pidin either basa or chala. But the shach notes that later the Ramah is going to be machmir by klishe and a ben yomo in this case, and then therefore it's not relevant. Question two, three explanations of the shach with respect to the Ramah. You have to be shara keneged kol hakedera. If we said that you generally don't have shishim inside the kedera, keneged the kedera atzma. So answer number one is that's the Rama's whole point. It's aser, because you don't have shishim. Answer number two is dealing with a very wide and thin clay. And answer number three is you know how much basar was cooked in it. Two of these three answers are shayach in the Beis Yosef question earlier. Question number three. The third one was, you know how much meat total was ever cooked in it.
Wait, not just
blast. Oh, that one worked out. What's that? That's what I mean. No. One second. Yeah, right, it'll be maize slice. Correct. Correct, right. It's not really keneged kol hakedera, it's keneged kol habasar abalobik there. Question number three. According to Ramah, the din of the kisei hakedera shena ben yoma, when you put it on a tavshal shemin acher, he quotes this crazy minag, Medina Tzmotor, he quotes the crazy minag that he thinks is crazy and describes as crazy and thinks is crazy and dreams is crazy. But the minag is lesser, but if any tzad l'hakal, you can be mitzar from the imad.
You have to say all that introduction.
Yeah, only you do. Okay, question four, why? How can you explain the Chomer of Kisoy that it has a recessed thing on you know, maybe by the point that it's hard to get the be'en out? And the be'en isn't the pogum automatically by Ena Benyoma. Question five. Question five, what is the din if they put a kisich chol ben yoma or keder shabasar when there's food in the pot? The answer is the kisoy is cham. The kisoy is cham and the keder is chama, everything's aser. The kisoy is turned, the keder is chama. Once the kisoy starts lahazia to have the condensation to form, everything is aser. If the kisoy is cham, the keder is tosenet. So notice it's oser, rakide klipa, the machal, if it's possible to do klipa. And finally, what's the din? And finally, if the kedera is reikonis, everything is mutter. Okay? Question six was modified, so you don't have to answer it. Okay. And did I send out that modification? No. All right. So you mark yourself right. The modification was not when the pot is empty, but when the kisu is chaim and the kedera is sonenis. Substitute for those two words. Credit to Schleien. And somebody else asked me afterwards also. Question seven. Explain briefly how the Taz understood the Bala Iter with respect to Chalav Shabishlu B'Kedera Shabasar and Yuchishin Kedera. The Bala Iter holds that Klei Cheres Midaraisa is Yotze Midei Dafto Leolam. Okay? And it's only a Chumra Midrabanan. And Shmiras Klei Cheres is Exeris Akosiv by Kachim. I love that, Bal. I love that, Taz. That's great. Okay. Fine. Question eight: how does the Taz distinguish between the tour for the short tour between the sheet of the Rashba and the case where Yabisha Yerakos Baklisha Basa that the clay is kashered, and the Sefer Atruma who holds that when you Machame Mayim Bakli Basar Benyomo, that even though you're monim mishas bishal abasar, not from the chim of amayim, nonetheless, it still requires hagala. And what two reasons did the Shach add on in the Kudus HaKesa? One, he says that the Rashba must be a case where you medactate to fill the entire kli, and that and whereas the Sefer Truma was a case where you boil water but you didn't fill it totally. That's the Taz's answer. And the Shach adds the possibility that Sefer Truma might be talking about kli cheres where Hagal doesn't work, or it's a case where the Chimim was the Adso Ledes, which works for Blios, but Hagala requires Ma'ale Retichos. Moshe?
For the Taz, was it that you put the same amount of the shear of meat?
That was another answer, I think.
Oh, that was different?
The level, yeah.
Okay.
So you could write that too.
Okay.
Question number 9. What's the din by Chalav, which was soaked in a kli less than Meis La'is, and therefore, and then you cook in it basar according to the Go Shari Dura? He says that the kli had already been used, it already absorbed sufficiently, and it's mutter, and it's not going to absorb anymore. What's the din then if it waited 24 hours? According to the Bach, what did the Taz write? The Bach writes that according to this Hagor Shari Dura, even if you have a kli that's already saver levloa, then if you put liquid in it for 24 hours, it's still mutter, because it can't absorb anymore. And the Taz writes that's wrong. That once it's shah kedei meis la'eis, kavashka mavushal, and the din of Hagar Shari Dura is limited to situations where it wasn't Eis La'eis. And the chumrah there of Hagar Shari Dura is that if the kli wasn't Saveyam Levov, when we knew kli, it could become usur even with soaking less than 24 hours. Simon 93. 94. I was suggesting. Simon 93. Over. Okay, now on to Simon 94. There are 7 hakafos, Yossi. Okay. Hopefully you don't get thrown out before the 7 hakafos. All right. Simon Sadi. Question 1. If you stick a milchik spoon into a pot with flesh in it, how you mishar the bittel? The answer is the entire part of the spoon that you stuck in. Rabbeinu Peretz claims that metal, even if you didn't stick the whole thing in, you have to mishar keneged kulo because cham ekseso cham kulo. In what situations can you use not the entire kaf? One is if you know how much was balu on the kaf because you only used it for a very limited amount. Or, according to the Ravid, if you're boleya, if it's not a kli cheres, you can make an omed yofa how much came out of the spoon. Question 3. If you stick the spoon in twice into the pot, what's the din? And why? So if you don't know, in between, you have to mishire twice neged the shishim. The reason being is that, what I guess the Prisha quotes, sorry for that, I never read Drish originally, is that, but as you know, kishem shemachavim schara la Drisha, kach mechavim schara la Prisha. Okay? And the reason, according to the Sharei Dura, is that if you were to stick it into a different pot, you'd have to be, it would be oser, and therefore, there was no bittul yet, and therefore you have to be mishar keneged the spoon twice. If you know, then it's misbatel after the first time, and therefore everything's mitzdarif levatel pam sheni. And you don't say chazer v'nei ora. I didn't ask this question. Okay. Fine. Question 4. What is the din of shishim, if you have shishim in the kederik neged the kaf, by the kederik and the kaf, kederik is materis, the kaf is asura, whether v'basar or chalav, the shnach wants to know how come the first chiva is not magil the kaf, and the hysterics is we're afraid you won't stick the spoon all the way in, or maybe the chom will be yad so let us bow, but it won't be malo v'tichos. So it works to asur things, it doesn't work to be machshun. Question number 5. What's the din by a kedera which you vashel v'basar v'chalav? It's asur l'vashel about anything, but you can use tzonin or peros in it. There's a machlok, and there are those who say afilu davar lach. If you cook in it when it's not a ben yomo, then the maichel is mutter, but according to some, you have to throw the demei kedera into the nahar. Okay, and the Ramah says, b'yevad, the Darkei Moshe says, you don't have to throw demei hakedera liam. I actually didn't look up the Darkei Moshe. I hope you did. But I don't quite understand, what does it mean, b'di'evid, you don't have to throw it in? Isn't b'di'evid by definition? Unless he's just saying, he's saying you're not allowed to use it, but the other food is mutter and you don't have to throw it into the yam. Okay, question number six. If you stick the kach holeves, it's an einabas yom akdeo shabasa. What's the din by the kach? The tavshil, the kedera. So you're not allowed to use it, the kaf, for basar or challah, but al-pidin you can use it for everything else. The tavshil is mutter, the kedera is muteres, and the difference between the kaf and the kedera is that the kaf was bolea the challah when it was meshubach, the kedera was bala when it was pagum. And no saint talmud gam, only asters a kli when it goes in l'shvach. Question seven. What is the din if you stick a kaf cholevis into vegetables which are being cooked in a fleshik pot, if the kaf and the kedera are both ben yomon, or if one of them is not a ben yomon? What's the reason? If they're both ben yomon and you don't have shishim and the yirakos connected the kaf, it's aser. If there is shishim, everything is mutter, because the kedera is vaday muteres, because they have shishim and the yirakos connected the chalav and the spoon. And since the yirakos are mutaros, the tam habasar in the yirakos is not barnat the teira, and it won't aser the kaf. In other words, it won't get into the kaf. If one of them is not a ben yomo, so then it's mutter under all circumstances. Because again, there cannot be basar b'chalaf here, and it will be not bar not from the ben yomo into the eno ben yomo, therefore it's not a problem. Question number nine. What did the Torah write in the name of the Sefer HaTrumah with regards to chima mayim b'gder shel iser ben yomo?
Number eight.
Everything you want. Okay. If they cook mayim in a keder chadasha, and they stick, oh, this is that funny Beis Yosef. No, I mean, I'm not even the answer. And then they cook water in it, and they stick a fleshik spoon, and they stick a milchik spoon, and you don't have shishim. What's the din of dairy according to Beis Yosef? You're not allowed to use either basar or chalav. The problem is it's not barnat. It is not barnat. Okay, that's what Dr. Moshe asked. What did the Torah write in the name of the Sefer HaTrum with respect to the chima mayim b'gder shel iser ben yomo and chima mayim b'kli shel basar or chalav, which are obviously shel heter? One of them, the first one, the 24-hour clock of Ben Yomo restarts. By Basar or Chalav, it doesn't restart. What is the basis of this idea of Din Shel Chima Mayim B'Kli Shel Iser? The Pashtus is Chati Hanasas Nevela. That's how the Torah quotes it. That's Pashtus in the Sefer HaTrumah, actually. And that's how the Beis Yosef understood it. Okay, Shach had a different opinion. What's the din if they cut hot meat with a sock and Cholav Eshu Ben Yomo? I think that I leave the word Cham out. Basar Cham, or was that Haggah already there? It just says Basar. You understood the question. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, if it's a Ben Yomo, everything is Asar. If it's not a Ben Yomo, then it requires Klipa because the Shamnur Shebe'en Al Gabe Hasakin.
Wait, Rabbeinu Peretz?
I have Rabbeinu Peretz
it's
here.
It's not Dachor. I mean, I think it's a Torah signing. Like, there isn't any like Bar Pokta.
Is it in? I know, but is that how we quote it by name?
Is he quoted by name?
Is it in the Smak?
In other words, you can't get away with
Klipa. Correct.
Okay.
Unless it's Eino Ben Yomo. All right. Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim. This is a long simon, except for fortunately there were duplicates, or unfortunately there were duplicates. Okay. How Mishayer, Tachav Kach, Olevis, Lutei, Shabbasim, Kach, Shalcheres, the part of the spoon you stuck in, metal, the part of the spoon you stuck in. It's Machlokas, but we pass in Lekula. What's the din of a kli rishon shala eish if the yad is not saledes bo? It's machlokas the marshal who was yare lahakel and the taz. Question three. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what's the din if you stick the spoon in twice? The mechaber says he requires two palm shishim. Whose shita is that? The shach explains that that's dafka if you hold chanan. It doesn't apply by shari surim. If you hold by shari surim, then the chanan keeps going. However, right, fine. Question four. Why is there a chiluk between no da and lo no da between in terms of sticking the kaf in twice? And why wouldn't you say chazer and eora if it was no da? So the Shach quotes. Who does he quote? How goes my money? I have the reason is what we said before, which is that when you stick it in the first time, the stuff in the spoon may become asr, and therefore that's chanan on that, and now that isr goes into the pot as well. We already explained that Drisha gave a different reason. The question is, why don't you say chazer v'neira? The answer is because really you don't have two ta'amim of chalav here to be no same ta'am in the basar. Well, normally it would have to be something that could be no same tam, because otherwise he's surname of Atlan Zesa. Question five. Why does the Rama posek that if you stick the spoon in twice, you only require shishim? The Shach says, because me'ikar din, you don't say chanan ba balua, like the Ramban and like the Yisr v'heder. Fine. Question six. If you stick the milchik spoon in the fleishik pot and you have shishim and kedera levat al kaf, the din of the taf shel mutter, the din of kedera mutter, the din of the kaf usur. Okay, what if there are only vegetables in the pot and but you use the pot, the meat was a meat and benyomo pot? So then that's a machlokes mechaber rama legabe not bernat in simen tzadihe. In other words, sticking a milk benyomo spoon into a fleishik benyomo pot where you're cooking vegetables is like what in simen tzadihe? It's like a clean fleishik pot benyomo, clean milk pot benyomo thrown into the boiling water together. And that's a machlokes, the mechaber and the rama later. This is the same thing. Okay. Question. What question was that? Was six. Now up to seven. Okay. What's the din if you mevashel in a keder basioma balua mi basar b'chalav and you don't have shishim? It's asar. Keder in a basioma, the tafshil is motor b'achila. What are you allowed l'chatchil to put in a keder, which is blue basar b'chalav, peros, otzoni? Question eight. If the kaf is not a benyoma and you stick it into a keder as basar, din of the taf shel mutter, din of the keder mutter, din of the kaf is asr with basar or challah, but mutter by shar dvarim al pi din.
Is that l'chatchil or
b'diyana? Which, what do you mean? You're not l'chatchil? The pot is mutter l'chatchil. The kaf? With other things, you mean? So al pi din, it should be mutter l'chatchil. There's a ramah somewhere who says that the minhag is not to use it at all.
Okay.
According to question 9, according to the mechaber and ramah, what is the din if you cook mayim in a keder chadasha and you stick it in a kaf chalav es ben yomo? And then you cook mayim in it, you stick it in a kaf esari ben yomo. What's the reason? They say it's you can cook other things min apas or b'chal. The Shach says this is wrong. It's not bar not bar not. Deteira, done. And he thinks the Rama also should have been masik. Fine. So he just thinks the Shach says medina would be mutter lavashel whichever min you want, but maybe you should be machmir to be cooking it only. Whichever the last one was in the Kedera.
Is that part of the Hasaga?
No, that's an attempt to explain the Mechaber. But you need to have written it. No, you don't. It's fine. Okay. Question 10. According to the Ramah, in the preceding case, if you cook bas or a chalav, what's the din? The answer is it's mutter, b'di'evet. Win 10, right? Okay. If you stick a milchik spoon, the toch machal, which is in keder, shenis bashel, basar, which is, one of them is not a ben yomo, so the din is, it's mutter, the food is mutter. One second, there's something donated up here. Does he really say that? Hold on. It should be mutter legamre. The machal and the kedera. Is this right? The Rama saying here you have to eat the food bimin haben yomo, and the kli which is ben yomo is mutter. The kli which is eino ben yomo is aser. The Rama does say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having trouble wrapping my mind around it now. But anyway, why isn't that math bar nath bar not? One of them is an Eino Ben Yomo. I don't know. What is the Shach comment on Ramah? Question 11. The Ramah's comments, Kemina Klisha Ben Yomo. What does he ask on the Ramah from Achilas Nath Barnat Bechlishu Minacher? And how does he resolve it? He writes the Ramah really should be saying Bimin HaKlishu Ben Yomo, that you're allowed to eat it. Not, in other words, to eat the. This should be a case of Ben Yomo. Food, what? I'm so bothered by this.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No, never mind. You're cooking food in a kli, which is benyomo. It should be eaten in accordance with that particular food. So he says that that's not a chumrah that the Rama quotes. That's the din. So he says the Rama really meant biminakli, not kiminakli. But then he doesn't understand why that should be a problem, because according to the Rama, it is lachatchila mutu to put the fish in the dagam shalom kar. It's mutu lachatchila to put them in a milcha kli. So why? So he suggests that maybe that it's only a chumrah. In other words, there's a mixas machmir. The Rama doesn't really think that that's necessary, but he says there are those who have the practice there. He thinks al pi minag, it's mutter to eat the dagim shalom b'ka'ara in a milchik pot. You're allowed to put a milk pot. You can't eat it with milk. In other words, you have to eat it kemina klisha ben yomo medina, but the chumrah here, which is only a chumrah, and he doesn't even think it's the minag according to the Rama, is to eat it bimin hakli shehu ben yoma. Okay. Question 12. 12? Skip. It's a duplicate. Question 13? Duplicate. That was fast. Question 14. What's the din if you cut basa with a hot meat with a knife, which is a choleves ben yomo? If the sakin is ena ben yomo, so if it's ben yomo, it's oser kulo. If the sakin is ena ben yomo, it's oser kedei klipa. Why? Because of the shamnunis. What does the Shach ask on the first din? He says that if the basa roteach, sorry, what's the case? If the iser which falls on a chaticha, which is kula chutz larotev, what is the din there? The answer is it only requires kidei netila. So how can the sakin aser everything here? And what are the two answers of the Shach? Number one, this is duchak the sakina. Number two, you're dealing with, or you're dealing with an isser shamin. Okay. Question 15. Why were they more machmir? Why were they machmir by sakin choleves and basa roteach, even if the sakin is lamata? And why don't you say ilag tata gavar? The answer is duchak the sakina. Okay, according to that, could be the answer to every question in 15 in Sadi Hei and Sadi Vav. Why? Answer: Duchat the Sakina. Question 16. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what part of the knife will be mishayar kidei levatel? Why might you have been more machmir than that? So you're only mishayar connected the part you cut with. Why might you have been more machmir? Either because of chamitzas or cham kulav Rabbeinu Peretz, or because maybe you're not paying attention. That's what the Yam Shel Shalma says. You're not paying attention when you're cutting with the meat how much you cut with. Why? Because milsa de la ram yanashe lava daite. Question 17. Why do they require klipa when chatach basar besakin choleveshe ene ben yomo? The shamnun shagabe asakin. Question 18. Skip. Question 19. Why did the Rama not write that you require hagala by asakin choleves, which is eno ben yomo, that you cut meat, if the sakin is balua from chalav and basar? The Shach writes, the reason why he didn't say that is because you can use that knife for anything that's not meat or milk. Question 20. There is a correction in this, but I think this was in when I sent you originally, right? The little letters? Macha, which is balua of basar, which fell into a kederas chalav. How are you misharing the bittul? The answer is only keneged the basar shabala. Why? Because if it's hetera, then you don't say chanan. What is the din if they heat water? Toch me'es le'es le'bishul chalav. And after me'es le'es, from the bishul of the chalav and not from the bishul of the water, they cook meat in that pot. The answer is it's mutter. Now, what does the Mechaber say, right, with respect to this din? He says that with regards to all Isurim, except for Basar B'Chalav, you don't apply this Chumrah because you don't say Chanan B'Shayar Surim. The Shach has Masig on 2 points. Number one, he says the din of the Sefer Trum is not based upon Chanan. And number two, if it were, once something is not say Basar B'Chalav, it is like Shari Surim. We spent a lot of time in that pause. On that shach last semester, I think. Okay, question 21. Machlokas mechaber and shach. Okay, that's really subsumed within question 20. Why? What's the reason for the sefer atruma? The mechaber says chanan. The shach says not barnat the isura. He says that the tam is still there. You have to add in for that though that the blios are refreshed. All right, 22 and 23 you can cross out. Okay. All right, 24. Why do you require klifa by sakin cholevis, which is eino ben yomo? If you cut basa roteach, we said shamnunis, that was already earlier, that short line question. Shamnunis shagabe asakin. Why is a klipa sufficient? Because there's very, very little, according to the shach, there's very little on the sakin. And what was the taz mechadesh when there is shishim and the basar kenega at the sakin, and then the basar is mutter, that you require klipa? Because maybe it wasn't mavli and tolo. It wasn't, and it was mavatal all of it. Question 25. According to the Rama, what difference is there between cutting a sakin, cutting meat with a sakin choleves, when the basar is in klirishon versus klisheni? The Rama says klirishon zoser kulo, klisheni by just a klipa because the shamnunis. The shach and the taz point out, they claim that we hold like this, if ahead in the mashal, that davar gush, there's no chiluk between kli rishon and kli sheni. And the taz was mechadesh, that maybe that you only say chumras davar gush by duchaka de sakina. What's that? I don't know, but I'm looking back in my answer here, and I'm sure this is in the Taz. Maybe he mentions both, but I think that he says that the Chumra Davar Gush is only by Duchak the Sakina. Some answers here I went back because I didn't like. Some answers made perfect sense to me. Question 26. What is the Din of Gvina Chama which falls on the Ka'ara Basar Ben Yom? I don't like this particular sugya. It's Oser Kedei Klipa in the Gvina Meizetam. Gvini Yavesha is not Nechneses Yoser Mikadei Klipa. The Ramah is Mavdu B'Machal Yavesh and Kli. By Machal Yavesh were Choshesh for Davar Shemay, by Kli were not. Okay, that's what the Shach is about. And finally, question 27. What's the din by Machava Shalbasa Shehu Ben Yomo Shebishlu Bodvash? And then you empty into Kederas Ka'aras Chalabas Yoma. There are two reasons to explain the psak that it's mutter. And what's an afkaminin? So the din is it's mutter. It's either because knows the basar and the dvash is pogam, or because it's not barnata tera. The afkaminis would be as follows. On the one hand, if you assume that basar is not pogam in dvash mamish, it's only pogam in mashka asim in dvash, so you don't have the reason here, and therefore it would be a asa the kli. Mitzara sheni, if there was only what's the second nafka mean? If there is meat be'en, if there's meat be'en, you can't say not by not. Thank you. I was trying to understand what I wrote in the answer. Okay.
What was the first one?
Is that there are shittas that hold that basar in dvash is not is the shach. I really tortured you guys, except you had a lot of time. So. All right, question. Simon Sadi Hey. Three opinions in the Rishonim of Dagim Shalu Bekara, Mutalach Lamakutach. Alu Avalon is Bashlu, or even is Bashlu, Nitzlu, or even Nitzlu. Why is it Mutter to me? If you ask them by Nisbashlu, how can it be Mutter by Alu? It's Irim Ikli Rishon. So the answer is because it's Blias Klipa, Blias Irim Ikli Rishon, Omavlia. A klipa, it's a very little, and that blia they didn't consider tam gomer. It's a big finish, but in some ways.
What was that?
That because it's only kedei klipa, so it's such a small amount, they did not treat it as tam gomer. Only if it can be, you know, the tam by bishul would be only if it's mavlia and nitar klipa, then there's a lot of tam. I don't really understand that distinction, but okay. Because after all, irimi klirisha medina is mavlia kedei klipa, that kedei klipa should answer. But okay. what does the Beis Yosef quote Rabbi Yerucham is saying in terms of Mutal Labashal Dagan Makaras Basar, Amanas Lachal Makutach, and what does he write himself? Rabbi Yerucham says it's Asur, it's Mutu B'Diavid B'Asur L'Chachil.
Yeah, that was
two. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. What, how could, what the chilik between Nitzlu and Nisbashlu would be not bar not bar not versus not bar not. Even though we assume that as a general rule, there's more flavor transfer in Bishul than Sli, nonetheless, if you roast Dagim B'Bakara, it's meat into the pot, pot into the fish. That's only two ta'amim. Whereas if you have a liquid in there, because that's what Bishul means, it's meat into the pot, pot into the liquid, liquid into the fish, and therefore it's not bar not bar not, and it's still mutter, and that's why it's mutter lachlo b'kutach. Answer the question number three, the Rabbeinu Yerucham said that you're not allowed the chatchila to cook in the pot if you intend to use it with the other men, and the Beis Yosef disagrees. Okay, Shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham of Klipa by not bar not, and what the Beis Yosef writes, he writes that the Klipa, he required Klipa even by a Ka'arachama. And he says that he is misled by language of Tosos, he misunderstood, and that you only require klipa when it's a single no same time. But if it's not bar not, you don't require any klipa. The sugya doesn't mention it at all. All right, question five. What important yesod did the Beis Yosef bring in the name of the Ran in terms of not bar not's scope? Namely, it only applies by heter, it doesn't apply by iser. Question six. Why is the Ramban matir ka'or shabas v'chalo shahut v'machav asachas? He says it's the exact same thing as Dagim Sha'alu B'Ka'ara. The Machavas is the Ka'ara Shel Basar. The Mayim is the Dagim, and the Ka'aras that you're rinsing in that hot water is the Kutach. Which, by the way, you know, right, this proves the Ramban holds that Napar Not works even B'Shas Bishul. Question number seven. If one of the Kelim Anap and a Yomim, what's the din according to the Shari Dura? It is Mutar. Why? Because it's not bar not bar not. That's the short answer. Question eight, what's the din if you find fleshik pots mixed in with milchik pots and you don't know if they were rinsed together? We are not machaskin on isura. Don't tell that to my wife. And whenever we find a fork in the wrong drawer, she makes me kasher it. No, I'm kidding. Sometimes she does. I protest and say it doesn't matter and if it was cooked, okay. Sometimes you do things, even in your day for shalom bias purposes. She asks you to kasher the clay, you kasher the clay. Okay? And it's usher to lie and say you kasher the clay, even though you didn't. Right? Even though you know it's motor abidin, it's usher to do that. Okay? That's Genevas Das. It's Genevas Das because while al pidin halacha, it might not be so, but by your having gone out of your way to be machmir on her for her benefit, because it will make her feel better, and when you lie, you are achieving false goodwill in the process. So, anyway. Question number nine. Asait the machlokas harishonim as to why it's usher to put a vessel containing milk near the salt, but you're allowed to put it near the vinegar. Rashi says it's chashash tarobes, which won't be batel in the salt because it doesn't blend. In the vinegar, it blends that. And the Rambam says, Rambam believes that the salt draws the kutach, but the chometz doesn't siphon off the kutach somehow. All right, Shulchan Aruch, question number one. How does the Mechaber Paskin, Lagabe Dalim, Sh'aglu Bakar, L'Ochel Makutach, Alu Nisbashu, and Nitzlu? The answer is, Mutterlach, Mutterlach, Mutterlach. Question number two. Do you have to know for sure that the pot that you cooked the fish in was clean in order to be Matu to Dagim? The answer is no. The Shach explains that even though later when it comes to washing the milk and fleshik pots together, there you have to know that there was no ba'an on the pots. That's because when you're cleaning pots, you're cleaning them typically because they're dirty. Here, we don't assume that the kli stam is dirty. Okay, question three. According to the Mechaber, is it permissible to dagim b'karas basal l'chatchila menas l'ochel m'kutach? Explain based upon the Shach and versus the Bedek Bayis. The Shach says it's also even according to the Mechaber, it's against the Beferish Bedek HaBayis. Question number four. What is the din l'gabe achila in kutach? When they put the fish in basar mamish betoch hakdera, it's asr. And what if there was a little bit of mamashus in the basar in the kedera, but not actually basar mamish? If you have shishim in the dagim keneged the shamnunis that was stuck in the pot, then it's mutter. Question five: how does the Rama Paskin with respect to bishul dagim, bikaras basar, and achilas kutach, he says, asal lechatchila, and even if you cook them there, even if you cook the fish and the meat already, you're not allowed to mix it with milk. But once you mixed it with milk, it's mutter. Are you allowed the halas basar? What is the question? No, what's the question?
Meaning, because there are Rishonim who say that that's etat ba'alu, I think. Isn't that the point? So, meaning, you can't lechachila do it.
What is the second half of the question?
You've just been mal on karash al-basar, but there is not just halah.
No, to be malet lehalah, it should be, you mean to be halah lekterash al-basar. I wonder what the last two word question is.
Yeah.
If you took it to be, it's mutar lechatchila. But the Shach says as long as they're not both hot. In other words, it's also lechatchila to cook it, but to be mala is mutar. Yeah. Because really, al pi din, dagim shalom bakar refers to bishul. That would be also lechatchila, according to the Rama. But to put it in a pot, that would not be.
So he's not machmir for the Rishonim who say that dafka alu, like in the past time?
On the food, yes, dafka alu.
I mean,
one second. No, I think the question of halas basar should have been halas dagim, actually. Bishul dagim, according to Ramah, l'chatchila, once you've done it, you're not allowed to mix it with milk. Only b'diavad if it's mixed milk. But if you want to be mala the dagim, that he holds as mutar lechatchila. That's what the question is supposed to be. Okay. And it's mutar lechatchila. But the shach says as long as they're not both hot. Okay. Because that would be tzli. Okay. In other words, the fish, when they are hot, after you cook them, you can put them now in a fleshic pot, if the pot is cold. That we're not concerned about. In other words, that's dagim sh'ala bakara. What the Gemara sounds like, but the Ramah says, well, we don't really hold that. We really hold that it's mutter even dagim shemesbash lebekara. So dagim shalom bekara certainly is mutter after the fact, but he's mutter that even lechatchila. Question number 7. According to the Ramah, what's the name by dagim shemesbash lebekara to put them in a kli chalaves? The Ramah says it's mutter. The Shach asks, it's iri mikli rishon. And his teretz is either you do it without iri, meaning you pick it up out of the other kli, and now you put it down into that kli. I asked for Beis Yeshuvim. Oh, so the second... I don't know. What's the second answer?
It's only
the second answer. Okay. And then, I wrote something else here. That's not part of the question. The Shach thinks you don't need to be Machmir. Okay. What? Question 8. According to the Ram, what distinction is there between achilas dagim shenistashlu bekara, bekaras basar mkutach, and hadachas kli basar kli chalav ka'achas v'mayim rotchim? By one of them, the nachbar is not by nachbar teira, and then it gets mixed in. By the kelim, hadachas kli basar kli chalav, the tam of the basar and the tam of the chalav might meet immediately, and therefore they were never beheta. Okay. Question 9. According to the Ramah, but with respect to what two dinim is a davar charef different than other dvarim shel tam, and what's the gather of a davar charef? Number 1, eino ben yomo is dino ke ben yomo, meaning no sin tam of gam. And number 2, not bar not is like regular nesin as tam. And the gather of charef is you need to have a robe which is charef.
What about the fact that it's us or even bidyevet
with what? What?
Sorry.
Okay. Question 10. What's the, according to the Mechaber, if you put Kedera Choleves and Kedera of Basar in one Machabas, the din is that they're clean, it's Mutar. The Ramah says if they're both Ben Yomo, it's Asar. Okay, why was he Machmir here and wasn't Machmir by Dagim Shalom Bakara, which he was Matir B'di'evet? So either because he held like the Ran, which is that the two Terutzim might immediately meet together because it's simultaneous as opposed to the basar and the chalav where you have not bar not before you even get to the chalav. And the second teretz is that the Balei HaTosas were afraid that the kelim might touch each other directly and the blias might go without the liquid medium in between. According to the Ramah, what's the din? If milcha kfleisha kelim were washed b'zachar zeh and one machavas and they didn't switch the water, it's mutter. Why? Because look at the previous teretz. The two pots never touch directly and the not bar not is not simultaneous and therefore the initial not bar not b'diyeved at least is batel. The time sheni, the basar and the water, because there's no kli chalav there yet, is batel, and therefore now when you subsequently put kli chalav in, it's not a problem. Question number 12. Okay, if one of the kelim is not a ben yomo, then it's mutter midina, because again, it's not bar not, it's no longer not bar not the isura, because the tam apagum is heter. Okay, what if they were hotchu b'kli sheni? According to Rama, it's mutter. Is there a difference whether shanunus is davok b'kelim? No, because a kli sheni is not mavli amaflit b'diyeva.
We treat the water, if it's not ben yomo, if one of the kelim is not ben yomo, we still treat the water as usher, according to the Taz.
Well, probably that's a general chumrah. In other words, al pidin, it shouldn't be. It should be like the vegetables, right?
Right.
But they treat the sometimes the shach has this elsewhere. They treat the water like lachatil. The shach says that also. I didn't really understand that. We spoke about that a little bit. Okay. Question number 13. If you pour hot water, which is not bisari or chalavi, on klei basar and klei chalav together, what's the din? The Ramah says it's mutter because the iroi is not make the kein lamamish like a klei rishon lahavli or lahaflit. The shach disagrees. He says that that it could be mavli and maflit kidei klipa. Right, but he says you only have to be machmir when there's actually be'en there. Okay. What chiddush was the mechaber mechadesh with regards to afer, and what was the shas hasaga? And the mechaber said if you stick some afer in the water, then you can cook the basar kelim and the chalav. You can clean the basar chalav kelim together because it's pogam any of the blios and any of the be'en probably also. The shach notes that many of the Rishonim asked the Kasha against Rabbeinu Tam, how could they mimagil klei midyan, which were b'nei yoman, how could they magil the big kelim if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, because who says there's no chanam b'shar isurim, because otherwise the water that you do hagal on is going to become nevela. So the question is, the Shach says, why did the Rishonim just answer the Kasha by saying it's a case where you used Afer? Not a compelling question. I think we try not to follow the Mechaber Lachatchila. Question number 16. What's the din by putting a klei chalav etzel melach, etzel chometz, asr mutter, the chiluk, we already explained. One of them mixes, like Rashi, one of them mixes and blends and it's batel, the other stays be'en. And what is the din by putting klei chalav etzel basr? The answer to the Mechaber is matir. The Ramos says, hamachmir tavala bracha. And the Shach says, there's no reason to be machmir, one is covered. And then the last question is, if you can you use put salt in a kli in which meat had been placed? Explain based upon following the Mechaber and the Ramah. It's mutter because melach yavesh is not maflit tam shebekli. The Ramah says, hamachmir gam bezet havala bracha. The Taz claims that the chumrah is not on a kli basar or a kli chalav, it's only on a kli isser. The Shach says that when you pour hot water on the milcha kinfleisha kelim together, there is the potential of asering, of the hot water being mavliya and maflit, one into the other. And he says that lemidina, you don't need to be machmir when there is chalav basar be'en. If there's no be'en, then he doesn't think you need to be machmir. Okay, we're going to get there. Question 96. By the way, just for your information, tomorrow we will be beginning Siman on Tfilas Kedem. I have a full set of Makoros ready for you. So it is a fresh start, which may be less necessary for some of you who are here, because by definition, if you're here, in many cases, you don't need a fresh start. You just need a good finish. for those of you who could use a fresh start, it's an opportunity for a fresh start. And it's very much halacha lemaisa. I even got a kasha this morning, which I'm thinking about cooling racks that you put challah or bread on top of. What's the din? Do they require tevila? Okay.
If a question's omitted, do we take it out of, like how many questions are there in total with the omitted question?
If you can count them. Just count them.
Yeah,
not the duplicate questions, the couple that I omitted. You can count from the duplicate questions also, I don't care. Just count them right. Yeah, count them all right, it's fine. It's a punishment for me for giving duplicate questions. Some of you work twice as hard. All right, question, Simon 96. The machlokas are shown him how much a sakin shabasar is oseris, not oseris, I use that term, but how far does it make the tznon bisari? The Rush says, k'de klipa, the Ravid and the Samaga and the Ran say, k'de netila, the Rashba thought, k'de kula. What is question two? The Shita of the Sefer HaTruma. If you cut with a sakin, tznon ein ben yomo, he says that it's like korat shel chiltas. And it's Meshav Chayile Leshvach. Question three. What two reasons was the Shari Dua Mako to be by chrein of a guy that was cut?
Is that chrein like our chrein?
Yes. Yeah, horseradish is white, usually. So, I mean, I don't know if it's always white. I just had purple and orange cauliflower this Shabbos. What?
Is that not what chrein is, the purple stuff?
No, the purple is the beets. The red coloring of chrein comes from beets. If you have horseradish without beets, it will be white.
Like gold horseradish.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Chrein is white.
Okay. Anyway, moving on, gentlemen. The teretz of the Shari Dua is number one, maybe it wasn't cut basak and shelisser, and number two, maybe the din is like the maram, that you don't count the davar charef except for that which was found in the Gemara, namely chiltus and snow. Okay, what is the opinion of the Darkei Moshe if you know that it was the chrein was cut with the sak and shel goyim? I thought the answer is you cut kidei netila, no?
I got klipa.
It should be netila.
Yeah.
I didn't write the answer, but it should be netila.
Maybe I.
Okay. Question four. The machlokes, the Sefer HaTrum and the Ram in terms of davar charef. I told you already, just said, the Maram holds, davar charef is only what's mentioned in the Gemara. The Sefer HaTruma includes many other things, such as the onion family. Question five. The Shita of the Ram and Megedder, davar charef and Sak and Shein Menyomo. He holds any davar charef, and not only it's done in silka, but only if it's a ben yoma. Question six, is that davar charef shayach by something that is yavesh mamish? By air. The Darkei Moshe suggests, it quotes in the name of the Arach, that it might be that shayach only by something moist and not by something really dry, yavesh mamish, like a zangevil, which is ginger. But the Darkei Moshe thinks that the heter could be based on something else, that maybe the only thing, the reason why Zangevil might be mutter is because we're only concerned about Bliya Shein Ben Yoman by Chiltus and by nothing else, which is really Maram, almost like the Maram Shita.
So when you said Be'er, you meant Be'er the Darkei Moshe, not Be'er, why does it only apply?
You should quote both. I said Be'er, yes. All right, question seven. What's the din according to the Torah in the name of Sefer Truma? If you cut a sack and shabasar, a cut of snow with a sack and shabasar and cook it in chalav. The answer is you have to mevatel all of the basar, meaning the sakin. But if it's iser, then you have to be mevatel the entire tznon. Why? Because of Hanan. And that's what the Beis Yosef says. It's only shayach according to the Sefer HaTruma. Because every time you chop, you might aser the little bit that you chop, kidei netila, and then the entire thing became aser. There's no maximal, I mean, there is, but not normally, not a maximal amount that he can aser. All right. Question eight. I have a little ha'ara here. You want to hear the ha'ara? This case in the Beis Yosef, it's not the Beis Yosef, it's the Kasha on the Shach. The Shach wanted to argue, one of the Shach's rayas against the Beis Yosef by Chimum Hamayim is that the Torah quotes the din of Chimum Hamayim from the Sefer HaTruma, but he doesn't say, we only hold by Basar B'Challah. But this din is very clearly dependent upon Chatichanasis Nevela, chopping up the stone and being being mishark in the entire stone. The Torah quotes it, and he doesn't say that it's only if you hold Hanan. And yet it clearly is only if you hold Hanan. So you see that the Torah quotes Dinim from the Sefer HaTrumah, which are based upon Hanan, even though the Torah himself doesn't hold it. So, I think the Shach is wrong about the Bliya Samayim. He's right in one Hasaga on the Mechaber, which is it shouldn't apply to Basar B'chalav even. It only applies if you hold Hanan by Shari Surim, and it applies to everything, like for the Ramah. But for the according to the Mechaber, if Hanan only applies by Basar B'chalav, then the Chimam Mamayim should Aser, should change nothing according to the Mechaber. Okay. Anyway, it's not a Maisim B'chayom case anyway. What does the Shibboleh Aleket write with respect to lemon juice of Goyim? He says it's mutter because mistama it was nespatil with the tam asak in the first cut, and that's betel and berov, and it's not a problem chaticha with the skabed, even to work with the skabed, because it's only the balua that's iser. Question number 9. According to the Torah, why is it mutter to cut a tznon with sak and shabasa if you cut lefes? And then afgamina, Rashi says the lefes is mevatel the tam that's in the sakin. The question would be, as opposed to, I guess, wiping off the shalunis, if you cut bread or something else that doesn't have the ability to nullify the tam, lefes it must be a tam absorber. Question 10, according to the Beis Yosef, what do you have to do to the tznon after you chotach bo lefes, and then you cut the tznon? What does the Rashba say? The Beis Yosef says you don't have to do anything, but the Rashba says you require hadacha. And finally, question 11. According to the Beis Yosef, what is the din by if you cut cut lefes with a sakin and then you want to cut snon more than once? So it's mashma, according to the smak, that it's aser. And it must be that the concern is about the blias and the sakin, and the lefes is only mevatel the chitzona. Okay. But the Rambam holds, because he's concerned only about what? What is the Rambam concerned about by knives and stone? Only the shamnunis. Only the shamnunis. So for the Rambam, once it's niskaneach, by cutting the lefes, you don't have to be choshesh anymore.
According to the Rashba in this case?
According to the Rashba? Well, I don't know what he would say. You still have to rinse off everything, that's for sure. Minimally speaking, because even if you only did it once, you'd have to do it. What would he say? I don't know what he would
say.
Well, it's come and come. What?
Meaning, that's my point. Meaning, the lefes doesn't help the tznon.
Probably, yeah. All right, Shulchan Aruch. How does the Mechaber Paskin, with respect to Chaticha Sakin, how much is Mavliya B'dabacharif Kedei Netila? And if the Sakin is not a Ben Yoma when it's Mekurach, he brings two opinions. Not the Sefer HaTrumah, and yes, the Sefer HaTrumah. How does the Ramah Paskin? The Ramah Paskin's firstly, with regards to Nosein Tam Lefgam and Blios, he Paskins like the Sefer HaTrumah, and with regards to, and this comes up again in the questions, with regards to the question of how much it's Oser, by, let's say, Ben Yomo Eina Makunach, according to the Ramah, he accepts Al Pidin, we hold only Kedei Netila, but if you can be Machmir for Kulo, to be mevatel b'shisha, and the Ramah thinks that says that later. I think I was saying shalom makom hefsid. All right. Question number 2: what does the mechaber hold if you cut a sakin davar charif and you cook it in milk? He says you need shishim keneged what the sakin, whatever the sakin came in contact with. What did the shach write in question 3 in terms of timas davar charif shechatach b'sakin shabasa lechatchila? He says you're not somech antima lechatchila, but b'diavad it works. How do you make this work with what he says in Sadi Ches, Betimas Yisrael, where he insists Timas Yisrael works? What's the difference? Some have suggested, I cannot find who said this, but I am sure this is not my own Svara. Did anybody find a Svara for this?
We had a Svara.
What was your, okay. So you're not Mechoyev in this. You're not Mechoyev in this because I can't find who said this, but what I'm sure this was not my own, that there's a difference between tasting, Timas Yisrael might work if it's something that all blends together. In other words, if in Tzadi Ches we're talking about davar abalol, so if a Jew can taste it there, if he doesn't taste the chalav or the basar, it's motor. But in this case, it's only kedei klipa that it's mavliya or kedei netila, and therefore we're afraid the Jew is going to taste one part, but he's not going to taste another part, and so on. And that's why the shach is machmir. I'm not sure it makes total sense because then that shouldn't work by a timas got nachri either, which he's not talking about here. But anyway, okay, it's not because it's Timas Yisrael. Question six.
Four?
Yeah. The answer to four is mutter. Okay, question five. What is the din? That's her mutter. All right, what is the din by radishes that you cut with a sack and shabasa and you cook them with challah? If you had shishim kidei levatel the betzalim, but you can still recognize the betzalim. In fact, I think if shishim kidei the basar would be enough. What's the din? Do you have to remove the onions? So the Taz says you don't have to. I thought the Shach said that also. And if it's Isser, you have to remove them. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like this. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks you should have to remove them. You didn't have to write the Aruch HaShulchan. What? Why can you have a chumra of the Aruch HaShulchan, Yossi, here? Answer the question or you're thrown out. Yeah, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan believe in the minhag all the time.
Well, there's no minhag l'hakel.
Is there a minhag l'hachmer here?
Yes.
I guess so. I haven't read the Aruch HaShulchan.
Dolt, the answer is no. There's no minhag here because it's a davar sheino matzoi.
Okay.
That's why it's relevant, the Aruch HaShulchan to be machmer on it. Because there's no minhag one way or the other. And so we thought misvara, the other shita made more sense. I don't think this is a common issue. Okay. It's common to chop it. It's common to chop the onion with a knife and then say, oy vey. To chop the onion up and throw it in and still be makir the onion, not as common. That's my reading there, Shulchan. Okay, question six. If you chop up the radishes finely with a sak and shabasar, hayy mishar, the bitul, the answer is, it can't be, it's either the total amount of basar, that was in, which means the sakin, or the total amount. If there was more, if the sakin was more than the stone that you chopped up, then the stone that you chopped up. But by sakin shalisser, according to the Ramah, by sakin shalisser, you could have to be mishar, even if the radish is more in volume than the entire blade of the knife, chatichan asas tevela, you'd have to be mishar kineged the radishes. Whereas according to the Mechaber, obviously if the radishes are less than the sum total of the knife, you only need to use the radishes, true for the Rama as well. But if the radishes had more volume than the blias, than the knife, could possibly be mavliyah, since the mechaber doesn't hold chanan, still all you have to be mevatel is the volume of the knife. Okay, that was question...
One second.
What's the second half of the question? What's the din if you cut the batzel only in half, according to the levush and according to the shach? So the Shach says b'chdei klipa, which should be k'dei netila actually, k'dei netila, and the Levush says no, that if you cook it, you mishar entire radish because it's an iser davuk.
Well,
the
Ram explains the other side as an iser davuk.
What?
The Levush doesn't say it.
The Shach.
The Ram explains it.
No, I think the Shach invokes the Ram to explain it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Question seven. What's the din if suffek with the vegetables were cut with a sak and shell iser? Did I cross out Basar? Do you have Basar or Isser there?
Yeah, Basar.
Okay. So that wasn't, then you couldn't have answered the question. But
well, no,
you,
it's called the Choman, because we go Kula here.
Okay.
The answer is the Kula, so call the Choman.
Correct, it's true. The Rama was Matir. The Shach says you can't be Matir always. You have to have another Safek. In other words, whether or not, what other sveikos could be mitzdarif, maybe the sakim was a ben yomo for those sheetahs, you don't have to say for truma, maybe it's not a davar harif, should also be a safek. There's a machlokis, the maram, and others. Okay, and only tznon and chiltis are unequivocally davar harif for these dinim. Are what types of fish for the shach are considered davar harif? Salted fish? Salted a lot. Question nine. Maluchim har, very salted is acceptable, yes. Question nine. Machlokas the Ramah and the Shach, why can you be meko by merkachas charifim shogayim like zangvil? According to the Ramah, it's mutter because they have kelim yuchadam lakach. According to the Shach, it's mutter kastam kelim enim ben yoman. And zangvil is not called the davar charif, or might not be called the charif, in order to treat it in the same way as koret shochiltis. Question 10. What did the Mechaber write the Gabe Tavlin that were crushed in a madoch? basar with respect to eating chalav, the answer is if the madach is ben yoma, it's the same thing as stone shachatachu besakin. It's duchaka de machteshes. With Ramah commented that it's true even if the madach is not ben yoma. Why? Because the Ramah is lishitaso that he holds like the sefer atruma. Right here, the Mechaber didn't quote two shitos. He only quoted the one that he really holds of, which is not the sefer atruma.
The Shach, I think, tries to argue that the Mechaber does, you know, hold a specific.
Doesn't sound like it. It's true. You could say that, but it's you just didn't bother. But it's, you do you know what Sfardim hold?
No. No idea.
You need another Rebbe. You need a Sfardi who knows about Sfardi Pesach. Okay. Question 11. What does the Mechaber and Ramah write with respect to lemons, lemon juice? It's mutter. The Bach asked the Kash in the Ramah, why do you only assume the first few lemons are asurim? After all, the Ramah said by pickled olives that you cut with a knife, which was chametz dik, that they're all asur. So the Bach...
That was the Bach's question.
That was the Bach's question, yes. And he says that shibola leket, it must be holding that you're only worried about the be'en, not the balua. You must hold like the Rambam or something like that. But the Ramah, but the Shach says no. The Shach says it might be that may lemons are not so sharp. And if something is not so sharp, it's maflit only what's in the dofen asakin, but not in the entire sakin. And that you can be mevatel after several cuts. But its snonim are very harif, as might be zeisim maluchim. And therefore, it's asa no matter how many you cut.
Or it might be that zeisim are just super not maluach, and they only take a tiny bit of the kisser and the dofne asake at a time.
Can you explain that to me? I didn't understand that line in the Shah.
I think it's saying that that there's that you can say olives are so weak that they absorb a tiny bit of the kisser balua and the dofne and the dofne and the sake. Meaning you cut like a million olives. And
yeah, but it should be batel called the mapesa if it's so just a tiny bit. That's what I don't understand. Okay, so I still don't understand. Fine. So the Shach has this idea that you can have super charef and then medium charef. And medium charef will eventually, you know, run the supply of Isser out or in the knife. All right.
The other possibility.
There's another possibility, yes. Which is that the Ramah really holds it as Asser, but it's only Mutzchos. That's right. That's the Yashiv Aminag. All right. Question 12. What's the din by kishum shachatav sakin shabasar? You need greda. Lefes hadacha. Question 13. Are you allowed to chatchila cut snow after cutting lefes with the sakin shabasar? It's mashma. It's the shach thinks the mashma is the shulchan aruch. It's asur lachatchila. He thinks that it's mutter to do once you've already cut the lefes. And the third question was the chilik between this case, where you require hadacha to cut the and to put something in a davar she'in darko hadacha b'kli shel iser. So the chilik is that this is a case where it's actually mutter to eat the food. There's no iser. It's just that it might be v'sari. And that's why it's permissible to do it in such a way where maybe now you couldn't eat it with you couldn't eat it with challah, versus the case of putting a heter b'chli shel iser. It's actually a chli shel iser ready, and once you if you put it in there, it's automatically aser.
So what was part
bet
on that? On halacha
l'maaseh? I'm a little confused. My answer is
at the end of the shach explicitly.
It's mutter. In the chatchila, but he says it's mutter to cut the basar if you already cut the lefes.
Right, you can't cut the lefes in order so that you can then cut the...
Correct. Okay.
Also, he says that rinsing, the hadacha is a chumra anyhow, and once you cut the turnips, you wouldn't get any of
that. That's the second heretz I have, yes. Okay. Or, right, you can say that the chilik is whether it requires hadacha midin. He's only machmir for the Rashba to require hadacha. Finally, the last siman, Tzadi Zayin. Are you allowed to knead dough with milk? No. Why not? Because bread was eaten with all meals. What's the exception? Ke'en tura. Either a small amount or funny shape. Question 2. Why is it mutter to make lechem, to make the lechem mishnah with the pashtida? And as why are you allowed to make pashtida? The answer is either because it gets eaten all that Shabbos, it's a davar muat, or because it's a funny, its shape is odd. I mean, you know it's. Okay? Question three. If you smear the oven with your davar shabbasar, it should have been alya or something, what's the din of the pasta you cook in it? It's asr. How you machshir the tanner? You have to be masik it, but only if you masik it from mibifnim. You masik it b'chutz. If you masik it b'chutz normally, then you have to fill it with coals. And the reason why kinuach doesn't work is because you can't do a good job with kinuach. Question four, if you cook bread in a tanner where there's meat cooking, can you eat it with milk? It's a machlokas harishonim. Rabbi Nutam says it's asr. You know why? Because recha milsa. Rashi says it's a mutter because recha lad milsa. The Rif says it's asr, because lachatchila, if you have other bread, because even though recha lad milsa lachatchila b'di'eved, recha milsa lachatchila b'di'eved, it's not. And this is called, and to eat it with milk when you have other bread is called lechatchila. That's the big claim of the Rif. Yossi?
Yeah.
Question number five. Why was Rabbeinu Tam matir to cook pashtida with bread in a tanner at once? Because the basar in the pashtida is covered. It's a well covered calzone. Question six, is there a chiluk between a tanur whose opening is on the side versus opening on top? The Beis Yosef quotes Agos Maimonides, who says, by tanurim shalanu, reichas asura, because they're minatzad. Beis Yosef said, no Rishon ever said such a thing. That's not true. Agos Maimonides did. Okay, but anyway, no other Rishon said such a thing.
Rejected on the grounds that he made it up.
Rejected on the grounds of?
That he made it up.
Well, okay. Question seven, why... there are those who ask for cooking pashtida with bread in a big tanner at once. And when is it mutter? So we're afraid that some of the fat is going to ooze out of the pashtida and get into the lechem or get on the oven and then in this piapua in the oven. If you cook the pashtida in a machavas, it's mutter. What svara mechudeshes does the Mordechai have in Recha Milsahi? If you cook it below.
Right. Or you can make just make a ketin Torah on the bread and then eat it on Shabbos.
Okay. Fine. So question eight, what was the chiddush that the Mordechai had in terms of Recha Milsahi? So he claims that even though that Rav who was Machmir by Recha to say that by Nevela and Kshera, that the Kshera is Asura, he disagrees with Rava Miparzikya with regard to the Lechem and Nefei Simatzli, but Rav is actually Matir. Question 9. How does the Beis Yosef Pasuk and Recha Milse? Lav. And which two kulos was the Rashba Mosef? Number one, if it's all Kachosh, and number two, if they're in a Kedera. Question Yud. In other words, with all that liquid in there, but it's in a pot. Question Yud. What's the din of Davar Charef with respect to Recha Milsahi? Recha Milsahi Lagabe Davar Charef. Okay. He quotes a Mordechai. He doesn't quote anybody who argues. Question 11. What is the Machlokas, the Agra and the Beis Yosef, what's called B'dievet Lagabe Recha Milsahi? When you buy from a guy bread, food, stuff that was cooked in the oven with the Isser. According to the Agra, if this passed Kasher Lefanav, you're not allowed to buy it. Because that's called b'di'evan. The Beis Yosef says it's called the chatchila. Beis Yosef said that's already called b'di'evan. This should, by the way, be material on some level for the whole question of buying stuff from. You buy stuff in the store. I think this should then be, if you have a choice of buying a kosher brand or a non-kosher brand where there was bittel, but you know it's batel, should depend upon this machlokas, the Agur and the Beis Yosef. In other words, the Agur would say that until it happens in the Jew's possession, that's when you buy it and you have another choice, that's called bitul lishul lachatchila. Whereas for the Beis Yosef, it should be mutter.
For like Pesach purposes, does the Jew have to own the chametz before Pesach to make it?
Yeah, it should theoretically also that issue, whether you have to buy it before Pesach or not, yeah. And it's when does the bitul take place? Clearly, it has to fall in before Pesach. Right, in other words, milk manufactured on Pesach, if the vitamin D really has some chametz in it, will not be batel b'shishim on Pesach, l'chulei alma. But if the milk was made before Pesach, the vitamin D was mixed in, even though a Jew didn't buy it, it should be according to the Mechaber, it would be mutter. Assuming you hold Bittul works on Chametz before Pesach, which is 2 days in the Mechaber, but I think the first day, which is the one the Rabbi Paskin's like, is that it's Pabato. All right, question number one in Shulchan Aruch. What two tanam is a mutter lechol lefos kikar mchalav shina tzurasa or davar muat? Question two, according to the Rama, what's the minhag b'fias pashtidam lechem tanuk achas? You don't do it. What's the din b'dieved? If any of the fat oozes out, then it's aser, otherwise it's mutter. What is the shach comment about when the Rama is about the fact, or when the Rama would be matir, the pas that was nefes in pashtida? He says that it's only mutter if we don't find any oozing. But if you find that the shuman, or whatever it is, the shuman oozed out, even if it's only under the pashtida, and doesn't reach the meat, or the bread, should be, sorry, my answer, it's still usur because maybe it's mefapea through the taner itself. Whereas, if you don't see any fat that oozed out, so it's a sfeik sfeika. Number one, suffeik, there was no fat that got out. Number two, even if it did get out, maybe it's not mefapea. And finally, the last question. What is the din by pas, which you cooked it with sleiv etanur? The answer is you can't eat it with milk. When is it mutter? If you have no other bread. How is it different from basar ksheira, shetzal, and basar nevela? Because by basar ksheira, if you're going to aser it, that's called b'dieved. By the bread, since you can eat it with meat, you don't have to eat it with milk. That would be called rechala milsa lechatchila, according to the Rif. Yes, that would be true too. You get those are options as well. Yes. I only wrote one, so you only have to write one. Any of the above will do. Danny, you can stop the recording, please. That's a very deceptive clock. That clock is that clock there? There's no watch slow.
It's not moving. It's just it's